This is Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN Radio. It is 6:38, and sitting across from me, you've been on the show, my guess is, a dozen times over the years, Charlie Propsom, who is the founder and president of the board, board member.
I'm a secretary now.
The secretary of the board. She takes notes very carefully of Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. And I'll start here for people who don't know. Clearly, you're a friend of everyone. What are Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control?
Steve, we were founded, as you know, to help the city shelter. We have one municipal shelter in Chicago. It's at 2741 Southwestern. God, I almost forgot the address.
No, you got it.
That can't be after 20 years of working with them.
Really?
But we were founded to help the animals in that shelter. That shelter takes all kinds of animals from the citizens of Chicago. Abandoned animals on the street, owner give-ups, sick, dying, road injuries, all that kind of stuff end up at Chicago Animal Care and Control. And our city has one of the lower budgets for dealing with animals that are unwanted.
Actually, I want to stop there. So for a city Chicago's size, what you just said, mm-hmm. I know is true. We do have a lower budget compared to Houston or San Diego or other cities that are
right.
about our size. Having said that, the outcome is among the best at the very moment. So I want to thank you. I want to thank all of the volunteers, all of the, because really, no facility can run without volunteers.
Absolutely.
I want to thank the rescue organizations. They have come to the rescue. They have done exactly what the model says you are supposed to do and more. The employees of Animal Care and Control and Susan Russell, who is the executive director. I mean, that place, we would not be sitting here 5 years ago and having this conversation. Having said that, here's the exciting news. Chicago came in and rescued, as did other major cities in the country, after the hurricanes. Sadly, we say hurricanes plural this year, right? There have been several. But hit Texas and hit Florida in particular. Not as much Puerto Rico, at least not yet. Other cities are doing that. And taking in these dogs and cats, which is wonderful. And these animals do get adopted out. I think there's something about a PR value to having animals that apparently bark or purr in a southern accent that excites people. And they do get adopted out, which is all wonderful, wonderful. One more thing I want to make clear. These are not animals that were lost in the storm or animals people had to leave in their homes that were rescued. These were animals already in the shelters. And the responsible facilities in Chicago have checked these dogs for leptospirosis and dogs for heartworm as well. And treat a lot of dogs for heartworm, and that costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. In any which case, they get adopted, and they're in the process now of being in the shelter system, all that. That means fewer animals, though, pulled from Animal Care and Control. And that combined with a longer, warmer summer, which just a week ago it was. It's hard to remember back, but it was really nice outside for a long time. And that meant kitten season, probably prolonged, as well as some other circumstances having to do with the cat side especially. That's right. A long story to say. You have a lot of cats at Animal Care and Control.
We do have a lot of cats at Animal Care and Control. I was just out there yesterday, though, for a big dog adoption event sponsored by Bissell, an Empty the Shelters event, and I saw, I think, well over a dozen cats get adopted yesterday. And the shelter is also offering free adoption fees for all cats through the end of October.
So instead of saying, you know what, we're going to, I'm just being honest with you, we're either going to euthanize them or let them be so overcrowded at some point they will get ill, because that's what happens with dogs and especially cats in shelters. The Chicago Animal Care and Control folks said, you know what, we're going to get them out of here one way or the other to appropriate families.
Absolutely. And they're actually going through a process now to do a more thorough and realistic screening of adopters who come in. So the animals are not being given to anybody.
It's not like they're being passed off on the street.
No, they are not.
No.
But you still have to be a good guy to adopt an animal out there. But the adoption fee is waived.
And that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's bringing people in, and we are saving record numbers of cats right now, despite the pressure on the system with the hurricane victims. So,
you know what? My text needs to go on at some point here, but it's not. But I'm sure I've gotten this question via text, even though I can't look because the text isn't working. Because I do every time. Yeah. And the question is, but if you do that, what's going to happen is people are going to take in, they'll adopt the cats, but they'll give them right back up. But in truth, according to research, what we all learned or assumed 20 years ago, is not true. And several researchers, I know one of them, Emily Weiss, but several other researchers have replicated now where, in fact, subsidized adoptions somebody else pays for, not the person adopting that dog or cat, doesn't have anything to do with relinquishment. And it has nothing. In fact, odds are less that that pet will be relinquished back to the shelter within a couple of years' time. You're familiar with the studies, I'm sure.
Yes,
so can you comment on that?
Well,
what we assume is just not always true.
Yes, and coming from an advertising background, I'm devoted to research because we all make assumptions about things, and then you do the surveys, you do the studies, and you find out, oh, it's not the way I thought. And this is a case in point with these animals. And honestly, Steve, to be honest with you, I still get nervous about the whole thing because psychologically it doesn't seem right. But in fact, scientific studies have proven
repeatedly
that these animals do stay in their homes as well or better than other paid for critters. So.
The phone number, or you can text me at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And in fact, guess what? One of those texts is exactly what I predicted it right. 15 minutes before 7 on WGN Radio. We're talking about Chicago Animal Care and Control. Charlie?
And I was going to say, too, if you also know that statistic, about 30% of the animals in shelters are purebreds, which usually means people paid a lot of money for them.
Yeah.
And 30% of those end up in a shelter. So, really,
what we assume is not necessarily the case. Although there are a lot of dogs that you'd look at and say, that dog is a pit bull at shelters. A couple of things about those dogs. First of all, you do temperament test them before you put them out on an adoption floor. And secondly, when you do the genetic testing, they're not pit bulls. They're just dogs that have a certain look. I know your executive director at Animal Control likes to call them Chicago dogs, and they are, in fact, America's dogs, because it's not only Chicago. Go to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, It doesn't matter. That's what you'll see a lot of in shelters. Part of a great deal of the reason for that, in fact, is because there are so many of those types of dogs in the first place.
Right, and I know a group out on the East Coast has produced a wonderful poster, and it's got about 30-40 pictures of dogs on it, and it says pick the pit bull in this lot, and none of them are.
They're
all mixed breeds.
Yes, you know? Absolutely right. So the dog you look at that you think is a pit bull is probably a mixed breed dog. Above and beyond that, all dogs are individuals. And that's what we should look at, that individual, and that's what you need to look at before adopting. I hope you consider adopting. If it's a cat, there is no fee for that. You can go to our Facebook fan page, and that is Steve Dale Pet World, Facebook.com, then Steve Dale Pet World, and you'll see some images, some video we took of the cats that we have in the studio available for adoption. We'll talk about Frankie and...
And Snow White, or Snowy, as I like to call her.
All right.
They're brother and sister.
We're talking about, I keep wanting to say Frankie and Johnny because, you know, I should, but it's Frankie and Snow White or something?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the Snow White without the dwarfs. These are two cats. Interesting story with these cats. They were fostered. I mean, that's how animals are saved. And I know you step up.
Yeah.
Many people do. Amazing people who foster these animals. They're in your house now. Frankie, in particular, is an interesting cat. They're siblings.
They are siblings. There were actually four kittens in the litter, and the two twin girls are over at Petco on 440 North Orleans with the mama cat. So we had a family of five all together. Here in the studio today, I brought in Snowy and Frankie. Frankie is a totally white kitty. He has beautiful blue eyes, which is just amazing.
They're
when you look
gorgeous,
at him.
Gorgeous, yeah.
But that combination is a clue to his genetic defect, and he is deaf.
Yeah.
He's a little deaf cat. And you say, how do you know? Well, these guys are right now residing in my bathroom, okay? And when I open the door, Snowy perks her head up right away. She heard the doorknob turn and
sure.
me come in. Frankie is sitting there just sawing logs.
I've never heard a cat purr so loud. And you said, well, because Frankie can't even hear.
He can't tell.
That he's purring, yeah, probably. That's right. Which is interesting.
And he also has a really remarkable howl.
Really?
Yeah. Again, the deafness
can't hear
thing,
it.
He's
yeah.
not modulating his vocal tones like normal cats do. At least that's
what does it sound like?
My feeling. It's kind of awful. It's just, you know.
Both these kittens, they're kittens. They're about how old?
They're about 16 weeks right now.
And they're available for adoption. So how do people... So you could see the kittens in a couple of different ways. One, go to my Facebook
Your
page.
Facebook
yes, because we just
yes.
did a video. We're also going to do a video after the show that'll be on the WGN Facebook page in about an hour and a half or so. So
okay.
you could check them out any of those ways. If you're interested in adoption, by the way, it's my Facebook fan page, not my personal page. So how do you do that?
If you go to our website, and this is a mouthful because we are Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Really, I'm the problem behind that name for us, but the abbreviation for us is fcacc.org.
Uh-huh.
That's our website. If you go there, you will find applications and fill out an application and then email it to Kathy, Kathy, at fcacc.org.
Okay, we're getting tight on time. We still have to talk about Big Night, and I promise to take this call. Good morning. You're on WGN. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Oh, there we go. Gee whiz. Good morning. That's my fault.
Good morning.
There's just this little button I forgot to push. It's early. I'm sorry. How can I help you this morning?
I want to thank you for having Puppy Up on a few weeks ago. The Dog Cancer Foundation.
Oh, they're amazing. Yes.
It gave me a lot of solace. I just lost my Labradoodle to an aggressive bone cancer.
Hmm.
It was 3 weeks from biopsy to having my doctor advise me, and the vet advise me it was the end of life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. This organization, check them out. It's called Puppy Up. And what they do is they support research funding for researchers studying cancer in people and in dogs, because often they are the same exact cancer. And if we could figure one out, then we help the other species as well. Thank you. I'm so sorry for your loss, and thank you for your call this morning. We have 3 minutes. That's all we have here to talk about Big Night, Charlie.
All right. Big Night is our big annual fundraiser. It happens at the Chicago Cultural Center downtown under the Tiffany Dome in Preston Bradley Hall. What it is we have 16 chefs coming there to provide tastings all night long. We have actually four bars this year,
Ooh.
One with mixologists doing, as we call it, prohibition era cocktails.
Yeah.
Including the Cosmo Poodleton. I don't know how prohibition, that is. But fancy drinks, delicious food from any number of wonderful restaurants in the area. We've got Sinha Brazilian restaurant. We've got Vanille Patisserie with coconut macaroons. I don't know what they'll bring to the event. We've got Victory Tap. That's a new one this year. And of course, Jackie's Cafe in New Buffalo with Jackie Shen, who founded this whole thing.
Yeah, she did.
And we've got Giles the Cheese Guy, who brings this huge table of exotic cheeses.
Giles the Cheese Guy.
Well, all right, I can't pronounce his last name.
That's okay. In addition to the Cheese Guy, you also have lots of celebrities coming.
We have a huge number of celebrities this year. We have Steve Dale coming.
Real celebrities.
And we have a special guest from Chicago Fire. That's Christian Stolte.
The TV show, you mean, not the soccer team.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying, Steve. And a guy named, an actor named Lucas Neff, who was one of the stars of Sundance Film Festival hit called Downward Dog. And God, who else? Oh, well, and then our honorary chairman is Seth Castile of Underwater Dogs.
Yeah, it takes these amazing images of dogs and other animals underwater. And Paul Lisnick will be there, too. I know that because I'm paying for Paul because you don't accept Confederate money. Pets are like family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. I mean, this is serious stuff, and you know that, Charlie. I mean, they're open 24/7, and I have a hunch you've been there at 3 in the morning more than once. And
yes, we have.
Yeah, it's an incredible place. It's like a Mayo Clinic for pets, really. They're open every day of the year 24/7. That's the whole point. But they also have certified specialists, and you name the veterinary specialty, neurology, dentistry. I mean, the list goes on, internal medicine. They are there as well. They have the most comprehensive, compassionate pet care available. When I go to events like the Puppy Up event, or when I go to Big Night, which we didn't say is a week from Wednesday at the Chicago Cultural Center, when I go to that event and there's someone from MedVet Chicago, all these people around them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
My own dog was there for cancer surgery this last January.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So very successful.
Yeah, that could, it's just incredible. 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110.